Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul, and I'm delighted again to be able to speak to Tony Gott, Exec Chairman at Saietta, a leading e-drive and powertrain solutions provider. So welcome, Tony.
Hi, Paul. Hi, good to meet you again. Yeah.
Well, there's certainly been a lot happening over the last, since we last spoke, but not least, actually, the trading update we had 2 weeks ago. But before we sort of dig into the details, I don't suppose you could quickly walk us through the master supply agreement with Avtec today, with the supply of e-drives and powertrains out in the, I think it's the booming Indian electric vehicle market.
Yeah, I'll explain more about that hopefully in a minute. The agreement we have with Avtec is really, really important. Anybody that works in the automotive sector, especially over recent years, will realize how having an expert supply chain in place is crucial to the security of the business going forward. So, you know, we've all heard about electronics components and the like. And clearly, one of our major tasks has been to set up that infrastructure of suppliers in India. And we're super pleased to have with us, right alongside us, this company called Avtec. Folks in the UK may not know too much about them, but they're the automotive division of a very, very large multinational company called CG Birla. It's a $2.8 billion company. And Avtec supply all of the major OEMs that you might imagine, you know, BMW, PSA, Ford, GM, Daimler, everyone. And we're in that league now. Having them alongside us as a principal supply partner of Ford's transmissions for our e-drives is really, really important, and it really underpins our operations now as they move forward in India. And hopefully in the coming weeks, you'll hear more about that supply chain as it starts to really become consolidated with firm agreements in place, heading towards supply of our e-drive complete systems to our first major customer, which we announced late last year. So hugely important for us. Say anybody involved in the sector will realize the importance of this. And also, the way we work in such a collaborative way with these companies is they're going to be now in lockstep with us in terms of helping us to market our e-drives across the Indian market. And, you know, it's been difficult over the last few years to gain that breakthrough into the market. That's now ticked. And now it's the time to spread the wings over in India. Having partners like Avtec in that process is crucial. We're super pleased that they're now actively working with us on that as well.
So did you talk a bit about this joint marketing proposition? Because obviously Saeta signed sort of the first agreement in terms of its really large OEM for electric vehicles, where I think the first volumes are going. But as you mentioned, they have sort of like excellent agreements and contracts in place with a huge number of sort of other OEMs in India. Can you just talk through how that's going to work going forward? Because is this going to be sort of like the platform for both businesses to market out into in domestically?
Absolutely. The transmission is a significant part of the whole system. And remember that Saeta are supplying, through our joint venture in India, the complete e-drive system. So it's motor, inverter, transmission, and VCU. Very, very few companies have that capability. Obviously working hand in glove with such a trusted, huge first-tier supplier to the major OEMs is a big vote of confidence for us. They realize the technology that we have, they realize its potential in the market, and they want to be associated with that moving forward. And so when we meet various OEMs, we'll have with us in locked arms a huge supply chain. So it gives us gives the OEM that greater confidence that they believe in the tech, they support it, and they're putting their name alongside ours. This is, we're very proud of that. So,
And then just terms in volumes and sort of timescales for the broader Indian market. There was a report which came out from Bain, which is a global research house, in December, and they were talking how it's sort of developing. And I think they were looking at sort of like 45% or 40% penetration of the EV market by the end of their decade. And I think they were saying sort of 12 million units of e-scooters were going to be sold, and 1 million four-wheel drives, and about 500,000 or 1 million of three-wheel rickshaws. Is that sort of like the real total opportunity? I know you mentioned in your trading update it was a 2 million total addressable market, but it's enormous, isn't it, this thing?
Yeah. I mean, the 2 million we mentioned in the update are those which we're now live, currently actively engaged in commercial and technical discussions with those OEMs. They're within our radar now.
Yeah.
But 1 million vehicles for the first time went electric in India last year. Various reports, Bain, McKinsey, all give the scale of it to between 10, 11, 12 million vehicles per year by 2030. And this is the upswing that we've been talking about now for a number of years. And we're right at that point with technology that is really special in there. And that's now being recognized. So the market potential is bigger, nearer, more accessible to us as a company than it's ever been. We feel we're in a great place now.
And how's that sort of like the supply chain, as in like you're building your Saeta VNA sort of production facility out in India to be able to supply the e-motors and the inverters into this powertrain solution?
Yeah, that's coming along very well now. One interesting thing to note is the role taken by our Sunderland plant here in the UK. The most complicated thing about the whole e-drive is something called a stator, that is the magic bit in the middle of the motor. That's complicated. That's the thing that's that our IP is our core IP. And the Sunderland plant now are in production with those stators and motors, and are now building stock so that that risk, if you like, of producing a very technically difficult to manufacture thing in India at volume, that's being taken away because we have supply in place. It will move to India as fast as we can possibly get it there. But that's an example of the capabilities of our Sunderland team that help reduce risk and move it forward. So the production process is now defined in India. The whole capital equipment purchasing now is starting. The site selection is happening both for assembly and motor production. The team's in place. It's all going really, really well. And we expect the product to launch mid-summer by the OEM. And I think that our motors and our tech will form quite a significant part of that product launch because it does give the vehicle a performance that is special. And so at that point, of course, then it's clearly more public and we can talk about it again further downstream. So, all progressing very well on that one.
And that initial volume, is that for 3 and 4 wheelers? And then you've got, hopefully the agreement will be extended into 2 wheels, to scooters, if everything goes to success.
Absolutely right. We're 3 and 4s, and we're already quite a way down the line on the 2-wheel version for that particular OEM. But there are a further 11 OEMs that, as I say, we're in detailed discussion.
And is this all in India, Tony? The 11 in India?
Nearly all. Yeah, one.
Wow.
Of them.
Okay. I think the important bit for investors, that shows you the interest. This market is taking off because you wouldn't get that many sort of like key car manufacturers or 3 or 4 or 2 wheelers. Who are basically deciding to push the button if it wasn't actually happening on the ground?
Absolutely, no. That is where it's all happening. If you go to India, you can feel it happening. It's a very different place to, Western Europe. But the market is vast, and we're right at that nice point now of being a first mover with some high tech. We also have capabilities in our RFT designs to be able to capture quite a lot of that market, we hope. That's our plan, of the wider market in electrification of lightweight vehicles. So, it's looking good. Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing you're probably going to spend quite a bit of time out in India, aren't you, for the next 6 months?
Yeah.
Given the importance of the size of the opportunity. Just turn into continent. Can you just give an update on the US with the agreement with Comet? Because obviously trying to sort of like progress enormous deals all simultaneously will take a lot of resource and your time, I guess.
Yeah, it is a stretch. We're busy here at Siata. I guess, unfortunately, in the latest release, we had to describe a 6-month delay in the design process. It's an iteration of the design, which is it's a nuisance for us because it means we have a further cash flow requirement to fund the design and retesting. And also the revenue stream falls into another financial year. So it's a double whammy. But there is actually good news that sits behind it in that the design iteration is being caused from direct involvement from end customers now. So they are influencing the design parameters, for instance, like the operating ambient temperature window, which they want even wider than we had it, which means a significant design iteration, which puts 6 months in the program, which is a nuisance and it hurts, but the potential is still there. And they're getting more and more involved from those manufacturers. So it's a bit of a weird message to say that.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds
It's actually getting more and more real downstream.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what investors can take away is that you're being designed into their platform. And if you build a truck and a trailer, and I'm not an expert in this, but these things last for over 10 years. So, you know, if you, once you've got that design link into that key, you know, sort of like heavy duty truck manufacturer, then it's unlikely you're going to get sort of replaced for a very long period once it goes into, goes live.
Yeah. And clearly the agreement that we have with Convert, and we have fantastic relationships with them, it is a really successful collaboration at all levels of the business. Then the flexibility of that agreement gives us some advantages, really, from a company our size at our stage of evolution. You know, so it's a 50-50 at the moment. If anything anywhere was to remotely threaten our opportunity in India, then we have that arrangement agreement with Colmet, and they're very happy with that for obvious reasons. So it's a great agreement, and it underpins the business really well.
Well, I think once Elon Musk decides to launch his Cybertruck out into the US, then it's going to accelerate the whole development of that industry, because all OEMs will then be forced into putting something on the road pretty damn quick. That's right.
Now, just up a bit,
Just in terms of the US opportunity, with regards to the supply chain, assuming the development goes well and you start sort of like, you know, putting out sort of like prototypes and actually full production next year in 2024 or so, where would that be produced, those eDrive solutions?
Well, the current working assumptions are that the in-wheel generator would be produced in the UK in Sunderland and the in-wheel motor produced in Mexico.
Right, okay.
For variety of reasons, we already have production lines in Sunderland that can be modified, but that's under constant review all the time, and it will be the best business solution at the end of the day. It's in both companies' interest to make sure that the manufacturing is optimized for an obvious reason.
Good. And then just turning sort of markets to the marine and outboard motor, can you just take us through that one? Because I did see there was a couple of sort of supply chain issues, wasn't it? So sort of push the timeline to the right.
Yeah, that's right. We're disappointed in ourselves, really, with the performance of Propel. Supply chain issues specifically around software. That's been a real issue for us, getting the relevant software for marine application updated and supplied, and it's just caused delays. Now we have dealerships, distributors now signed up. A lot more there are, you know, hours, days, weeks away from joining in. But we're a bit conscious of the boating season now in Europe. Is sort of underway in terms of people starting to buy equipment. So we have to turn that into real sales real quick now in order to take the maximum advantage we can of this season. It's been a relatively, compared with everything else that's happening in the company, a relatively disappointing part of the business. It's good, you know. If you look on the various YouTube videos, websites, etc., then you'll see the motor performing superbly well, as we expect. It's funny, every time anybody finally gets to try one of our AFT motors, they go, "Oh my God, this is brilliant!" Yeah. You know, it's a fantastic thing. So we're in that phase where we've just got to get it over the line into the market and get some sales going properly.
Yeah. Well, I've got a challenge for you anyway, because I'm going to go to Lake Annecy next summer for my holidays. So I want to drive one of these Propel e-motors on my outboard, sort of like June, July time next summer. So hopefully we'll be there.
All be sorted. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, just in terms of sort of like all things sort of cash and the balance sheet, you've got a hefty cash balance at the moment. In February, it's about 11 million, I think. But yep. given you've got obviously a lot of investment going forward, can you just tell us, talk us through how that's sort of all going to work through in terms of things like working capital and cost savings and how you see that?
No, we clearly modelled the midterm future very, very carefully now, because it's immensely important that we get to a positive EBITDA situation. Mm. And that modelling at the moment gives us that from next January, which is great news.
That's great.
But we've taken a number of steps already this year. So the team in Apeldoorn, the heavy duty division, is now right-sized purely to be a project office for ComMet, because that's everything in that division. And so we've lost quite a few people, unfortunately, in that part of the business. Also, there were some premises that we had in the Netherlands, which the lease of those buildings and some more employees have been taken up by another of our customers, Duracar, who are a customer for our electric motors in a lightweight vehicle solution in Europe. They've taken over the lease of the building and some of our people. And we've had a little bit of reduction as production moved from Upper Hayford up to Sunderland. And so those measures have helped our cash flow projections. And Steve Harrison, our group CFO, and myself have a very forensic eye on costs moving forward. Which is why we were able to say to the market last week that there'll be absolutely no need to go back to the market to raise any more money to get the company to that stable state. Bearing in mind that the capex required for Indian operations is through a joint venture, so it's only half of the capex that we need to find. And relationships, the strong relationships with the supply chain, mean that they also are prepared to help fund these early stage capex. So the structure of our commercial relationships in India really, really help us move that forward. And so, yeah, we're more secure now than we've been for a while. The focus is the rails are very, very strict.
Yeah,
we must deliver now in for our superb Indian client, and then the expectation is that more contracts will follow. I'll be amazed if we didn't announce something in the next 12 months, say, that of volume. But
I mean, I'd have thought that the more contracts you actually sign and get over the line, the easier it becomes to actually finance those, because you have a lot of optionality. I mean, these are major OEMs, and they're not going to go away anytime soon. And when it comes to sort of like trade finance, the banks love that type of
absolutely. And that's the next phase of the company's development, really. That my drive and my hope is that when we share the news about a significant new contract, we will also be able to share that it's funded at the same time. That's the strategic direction of the business, and that's what we're aiming for.
No pressure there then, Tony.
Oh, yeah. in my career, whenever you're heading towards a market which is growing at the scale of this is, the opportunities are really real. And so long as you're sensible in the approach, then the strong likelihood is that it will be successful.
Good.
Damaging market, or it's booming, so we're in the right place.
Can you just talk us through about the management change, obviously, with I think Vic is now taking over the marine side, the Propel brand?
That's really a part of our hard focus on that division. It's dramatically underperformed against the other two sides to the business, and we need to put all our energies in some shape or form on that. Everything else is really under control and is now an operational growth situation. And therefore, we've asked Vic, and he also would like this to happen as well, that he can focus a bit more closely on Propel moving forward.
That's
what we that's our direction of travel on that at the minute. Let's see if between us we can find a solution to unlock that marine market for us. That is
good potential. Well, as I say, I would definitely want to be able to use it with my holes next year. Now, just finally then, sort of news flow going forward, we've got the results presumably in the next few months, have we? Or
Our year ends at the end of the month. After all the
summer
auditors have been through it, obviously that'll be July before the formal announcements are made. But in the meantime, what you should now see is basically a continuing news flow of our getting ready and over the line in India. So this supply agreement and joint marketing really with Avtec is one of the first of those. Then you'll see some more. Then you'll see probably factories being opened and cars beginning to roll and a launch program, etc. And all of this is to rebuild trust in the market and Saita's position in it, and to be able to inform people that it's really happening, and we're getting there, and that would be a specific policy of ours to be much more detailed in bringing people into this fantastic journey. It's quite exciting. So I think everybody would like to know about it.
Okay. Well. Thanks very much for your time, Tony. And I've got a final challenge in September or Q3 when we do get sort of first production out. We can have this interview when you're out in India and I'll be here in the UK. Or you can give us a quick sort of drive the first car off the production line, which would be absolutely brilliant.
That would be a thrill. You know, any automotive person will tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the biggest kick you ever get is driving the thing at the end of the day when it's gone through all of the production. That would be great.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks very much, Tony, and look forward to chatting probably in the summer for the prelims.
All right. Cheers, Paul.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.